Another round of our weekly locker room chats here on KNCA 103.9. I'm Brandon Tamman. We'll start here with Donovan West, and joined now by the football coach and John Paolino, presented by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Down to the second to last week of the regular season, so the final quarter coming up here in the next couple of weeks. And coach, let's just start here. I know it was a tough go last week against a Lynn team that was kind of battling and searching for a win themselves. And, you know, Lynn's able to get the win, but just take us back to an initial thought on the game last week.
Defensively, we fell apart. Kids just weren't ready for that quarterback that got. It's a big boy. And I don't know what happened. Just fell apart defensively, but, and then offensively, one thing we have been okay about is turnovers, and we had four of them last week. So turnovers and poor defensive play just kind of shot us in the ankle in a game that we more than likely could have been competitive in, shot ourselves in the foot. So it's kind of what it was.
As we're down to the final 2 weeks here of the regular season, just what's a thing or two you're kind of hoping to see out of your team as, again, we're down this home stretch. But, you know, what are you just kind of honing in on as you compete here in the next 2 weeks?
End of the year, you know, most teams are winding down practices, cutting them a little short. We're just our practices are basic fundamental stuff every day, building it from the ground up. Got a bunch of freshmen and sophomores with only a couple of juniors. When I say a couple, two – I think we got three juniors rostered, and one of them is his first year playing. So we are building from the ground up, and we keep treating it like it's week one, week two. Every week we go out, we knock heads, we focus on the fundamental stuff and keep growing, keep learning. And week by week, the small things are starting to add up a little bit, and you can kind of see some flashes of what should be a pretty productive and hopefully – more successful than this year, future.
And I know we've talked about on multiple occasions throughout the course of the season some individuals where you've seen some strides and some growth, especially again with it being such a young team with not a whole lot of experience. Do you still see the progression here? I mean, do you still see it as we're now just 2 weeks left in the regular season? I mean, compared to week one, how do you feel the team's kind of progressed?
They've grown a lot. Some of the few experienced guys we have kind of, got back to the basics themselves and started relearning some stuff they learned before. And the young guys are growing and they're getting the experience and they're starting to understand things and just accept the small victories that we get and just keep on driving on. They're growing. It's a process. Anybody knows sports knows you got to love the process before you can win the games. Kind of where we're at. We're learning to love the process, and we're growing.
Donovan West back to it this week. They'll be at home against Blue Valley. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back right here on KNZA. We continue our locker room chats this week. Donovan West and head coach John Paolino joining us, brought to you by Bedina State Bank and Triple L Tire. Mustangs back to it. It's a TVL district matchup on Friday at home against the Rams of Blue Valley. The Rams, coach, they dropped their third straight game last week. A tough one against Frankfurt, 49-0 was that Wildcats win. And, you know, a Rams team that won a couple of games early but hit a tough stretch in their schedule. What do you see from this Blue Valley team when you watch them on tape and kind of prep for them this week?
They're disciplined. They stay in there. They stick to their assignments. They look like, well-coached and maybe kind of young, kind of like us. Haven't looked at their roster yet. I don't have any idea how old their roster is. But they look well coached. They stay in their lanes on defense and offensively they stick to their script. So this should be a competitive game. I hope it's a competitive game. I hope we break out a little bit against them and maybe we can have us a good one down here down there at Midway.
Do you have to coach a little bit differently or at least kind of like in the preparation when you know you're facing a team that's assignment sound and they're going to do their jobs no matter what? Are there more challenges in maybe prepping for a team that does certain things like that?
Yes and no. The predictability is there, but on the other side of it, it's, you know, just because they're predictable doesn't mean you're going to, you know, get by it. So just got to be tough and, you know, understand they're going to be in their assignments. They're going to be where they're going to be where they're supposed to be, and we just have to out football them, if that makes sense. You know, we have to out athlete them. We have to get stronger and just football it up. There's no There's no crazy methods. There's no crazy scheming. It's just, you know, go out there and hit the other guy in the mouth, and hopefully we can do that this week.
Appreciate it as always, but real quick, just give us a couple of keys. What do you want to see from your team this week?
A third quarter. a third quarter and fundamentally sound blocking. That's it. There's nothing too crazy. I just want some fundamental sound blocking, getting your hips in the hole, getting your hands where they need to be, and staying disciplined and doing the simple things right. And just the third quarter, that's the small victories. That's what we're clinging on to. And we're all bought in. You know, my boys are, you know, tough season, but they're still bought in. They, every week we wake up, we come to practice Monday, and we think we can win. So we stay bought in, and we stay grinding, stay doing what we're supposed to do and getting better. So
Donovan West, head football coach John Paolino, joining us, brought to you by Bedina State Bank, Triple L Tire, Mustangs at home on Friday, TVL and district matchup against the Rams of Blue Valley. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you, buddy.